You're tuned to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Central Coast Curious is a series on KCBX where we invite listeners to ask us questions and then we report back to them with answers. Since we launched this series, we've received several questions asking, when will the Avila Pier reopen? Joining us by phone is Harbor Manager at Port San Luis Harbor District, Andrea Luker. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Tyler. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So, good. Andrea, give us a little backstory on the pier. When was it built and what led to its closure?
So the pier has been in existence in one form or another since before 1908. But what happened in 2015 is that there were a number of whales in the harbor, and there were many, many people on the pier. And some of the Port Harbor District staff noticed the pier swaying from one side to another pretty significantly. All piers move, but this seemed to be moving quite a bit. So after an engineering study was done on the pier, the Harbor District felt the most prudent solution was to close it until further research could be done on what to do with the pier.
So what did they decide needed to be done with the pier?
So at that time, there was a review of all the piles, basically the wooden tree trunks that hold up the pier, and there was over 700 of those piles, and there was at least a third that were pretty heavily damaged. So based on the recommendation from the engineer at that point, the district felt that we need to close the pier until we can do something further. So that's kind of where it stood in 2015.
For anyone that hasn't been out there, maybe set a scene for us. What does it look like, and what do people enjoy doing out there?
I think one of the greatest things about any pier in California or any place is that it allows a lot of people that may not have the chance to get out over the water to do that. So you can, you know, go out on the end of a pier or the middle of a pier, and you get to be on the water. And, you know, if you don't do boats or anything like that, it's a great opportunity.
So has this pier been expensive to fix, and when can we expect it to reopen?
So the exciting thing is that we were working on a project to rebuild the pier, and one of the questions that came up during that time was, has there been a load capacity study done on this pier, which means how much can this pier actually support based on its condition. And we hired a different firm called Moffitt & Nickel. They do a lot of work up and down the state of California. They conducted that study, and their response to the study was, yes, there are a number of piles that are damaged, but this pier can really withhold what you need to withhold with some, I'm going to call them minor fixes. And I think minor is relative based on the estimate of about $15 million to replace the entire pier.
Wow. You know, Pismo Beach just had their pier retrofitted at a multi-million dollar price tag. Are we seeing a trend in the state of the piers across the coast needing upgrades after all of these years?
That's a great question. You know, it kind of depends on what happens, what kind of storms you have. A brand new pier could go down tomorrow in a horrific storm. In the early 80s, there were some pretty significant storms, and then many of the piers, including Avila Pier, were substantially rebuilt after that time period, so they're all about the same age. We saw a similar thing with Cayucas Pier a few years ago.
And so just to clarify, when do we think that Avila Pier will reopen?
It appears that with some pretty minor corrections and repairs and maintenance, we can open up the pier to bent 59, which means that the pier will be about open halfway. So that's our goal is to have that happen before summer. And then there's some further work that needs to be done to open up the pier the rest of the way, and we're currently working on estimates for those costs, and we should have something more concrete by April or May in terms of how to get the pier open the rest of the way for public access.
Great news for summer and a lot of beachgoers in the area. Andrea Luker, Harbor Manager at the Port San Luis Harbor District. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Tyler. Anytime. We're happy to have people come back out on our pier.
You're tuned to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio.